L-E-T-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
In this world appear and break the laws that they should.
Chase Willie, D. Mace, 1025, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Nick Kieser behind the glass. It is time for Silly Underdog Picks, brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports, voted the best sports book in Vegas. We say hello to the panel, George Plaster, Chris Sanders, Kelly Holcomb,
hey.
Here with us. Gents, how are we?
What's up, fellas?
Pretty good.
Man, feeling good. Just, you know, ready for Christmas, ready to take a little break. So it's going to be a good time.
I can really feel the holiday cheer.
Yes.
With the panel right now.
I'm
sure
what's wrong with y'all?
There could be some pot shots coming, no question, because the commish has been in and out of the lineup the last couple of weeks. And I know there's been some unrest.
There's a little unrest, yeah. I mean, and look, you're going to – I know we're combining programs here, but you know we both do the same thing on George's show. You're going to have to work with the commissioner there. I mean, he's all over the place.
It could be tough.
I don't envy the commissionership, but I mean, come on,
could be a day of reckoning coming for sure.
Yeah, director, we got to get our people in order here.
Well, let me say this, Willie. I don't think it's just a little dust up. I would describe it as maybe a little bit of a military junta.
Oh, yes.
All right. So without further ado, we must review.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your commissioner speaking. Welcome in to another session of the Silly Underdog Picks 2022. Brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports. It was another competitive week, week 16, on our online competition. The most popular pick last week by far, Florida against Oregon State. Whoops. 58% of the audience selected the Gators and went down hard with that one. 28% took North Carolina Central against Jackson State. That was a victory. And that was a heck of a game, by the way. Deion Swansong as the coach at Jackson State. 23% took the Rams against the Packers, looking for points there. And the winner of the online contest, Steve Jerrigan from Manchester, Tennessee. Congratulations. He picks up the weekly prize. You can still play each week. It was a tight race last week. It all starts over again this week. Plenty of games to choose from. And the board will be up and running on thegamenashville.com. So get your picks in. Now let's get to our panel. Chris Sanders did pick, and he's got the lead coming into the competition, trying to close out a championship, hold off Derek Mason. He selected, in the bowl games that were available, Florida, a 10-point dog against Oregon State. 30-3. It was ugly. Oregon State dominated. So, Chris, you swing big. Sometimes you miss, and sometimes you hit. That was a miss.
Florida was terrible. I looked at that game, man. I looked at the first and second quarter. It was absolutely awful. I just turned it off in the first quarter. I knew they were done, so I'm still good. How many points I got?
You got 111, so we're going to get to that in just a moment.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks.
We'll go over the standings. Chase McCabe had the second pick. He went with North Texas, the Mean Green. 10.5-point dogs against Boise State. They were right in the game, Chase. They were close. 35-32. Boise State. I think there were some words between the two coaches after the game. I saw a clip.
Might have been, but you know what? Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. So,
yep, as the saying goes. So Chase left some points on the board. Kelly Holcomb had the next pick. Kelly has been just steadily climbing, very quietly over the last few weeks. He picks up 3.5 more with BYU, an underdog against SMU. BYU pulls it out, 24-23, 3.5 in Kelly's pocket, and that would not be his only win of the week.
Babe, Nick. Keep going.
You're welcome. Now, was that Nick? Was that, that was definitely Kelly influencing the picks?
Oh,
right?
Kelly did definitely gave me his blessing.
But you had the magic touch on the air of putting it on the board official.
It may not have been his first choice, but that's what I went with.
Okay. Plaz was up next. He went with UConn, one of the dogs of college football over the last couple years, in a bowl game against Marshall as a 10-point dog. But Marshall wins it 28-14, so down go the Huskies, Plaz.
Yeah, UConn's a fraud.
How did they make it to a bowl game?
I don't know.
I mean, look, when you're trying to pick, you know, 112 teams to go to bowls, UConn may have been like 109.
Was it maybe a good GPA or something, or the ATS or whatever it's called? What's it called? The APR? We'll never know.
You know, at that bowl, it probably came down to, you know, they offered to buy 500 tickets.
There are ways you could probably get yourself into a bowl game if it's close. All right, D-Mace was up next. He went with Middle Tennessee. Now, that game has yet to be played because we made the cutoff on December the 24th. So they play San Diego State out in Hawaii. So this is TBA. We'll see what happens. So, Derek.
They won.
Your GPA is incomplete for the week.
So how do we allow this? No, that's what Willie said.
We wanted to have enough games that was sufficient for the panel to pick.
And I'm, you know, we're on the campus of MTSU. I can't help but pick MTSU. Yeah. Come on, man.
Give me that game is what I'm asking.
Wait, what are you asking, Kelly?
I said, did you get to keep that game? I mean, that was, you know, I've never rooted for Middle Tennessee in this game because every time I root for them, they always lose. So today I was thinking about that, so.
Nope, I'm keeping him.
He's keeping the game.
I'm keeping the game.
So that's his game for last week, and he'll still have a game for this week.
Yes, he will. He will. All right, let's go to the pros.
I think he should have to do double or nothing. Like, if he doubled down.
Double or nothing?
Nah, because there might be some other things.
He's shying away.
We can't start making up rules.
Derek is in second place, so this is not the time to experiment.
I tried, Chris.
Deep. Never happened when my name was on the show.
D-May started off the pro picks with the Rams, a 7-point dog against the Packers. Lambeau Field, Packers roll 24-12. The Rams, oh boy.
Damn, Baker Mayfield. Gosh.
Damn.
Gosh.
Blast came back and took the Bucks. Tom Brady and company down in Tampa, 3.5-point dogs against the Bengals. They're up 17-3 at the half. Everything was looking good, and then the wheels fell off.
Their offense is dull.
Yeah, it's a series of 5 or 6 yard passes for Tom Brady. It is really tough to watch down there, and they still might win that division. But the Bengals look awfully good.
Sure, whatever happens, Julio is questionable.
Yes, at best.
On a day that ends in Y.
Then Kelly had the Ravens, a 3-point dog against the Browns.
Oh, they're bad. They are bad.
And this is interesting. Why were the Ravens? The Ravens were underdogs, I guess. I was surprised that
Lamar was out,
and so the Browns won it 13-3. So Kelly goes down in that one. The Browns picked up the win there. They held the Ravens to 3.
Yeah, Lamar's not playing.
No,
I know they're struggling right now.
I mean, they built their whole team, and did the Hundley kid play? Is that it?
Yeah, he played.
Well, I mean, he's kind of like Lamar, but there's not any more Lamar Jackson. So, I mean, they built that whole offense around him. And when he goes down, I mean, it's tough.
So that brings us to Chase. He had the Dolphins in the brutally cold game in Buffalo against the Bills. A great game. 32-29, the Bills scramble and clear out the area from the snow so they can place the field goal down. And they kick it at the end of the game. 32-29. So, Chase, you had it. The Dolphins in the cold weather actually were pretty good.
I know. Again, close. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Only in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Yeah, so two covers for Chase. But in this competition, no points for a cover. Then Chris Sanders
What you said?
He got the Jags down 27 to 10.
What you said?
27 to 10. They're down. They come roaring back. Hey. Dak Prescott with two interceptions, including the pick six and OT, 40 to 34, and the Jags have life.
Hey, where was the love, man? I sent a whole bunch of texts and nobody texted me back.
My phone was broke. My phone was broke. I didn't get it.
Yeah, mine too. I left it in the car.
I mean, I'm texting all kind of stuff. I'm sending everything and just straight up crickets.
Kelly threw his in the river.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't see it or I would have texted you back.
But, by the way,
it would have been nice.
I are you done? Do you have more review?
No, that's it.
Okay.
That's it.
I don't know if this is a Kelly Holcomb burner account on Twitter or what, but DeMarcus tweets and says to our silly underdog pick, says, no, Willie has no idea what he's talking about. Why is a baseball player trying to talk hockey and football? He sucks.
Oh. All right. My fan club.
That's hilarious.
That has to be cut. And then George is retweeting things. George, is this actually you retweeting, or is this one of your lackeys?
Oh, hell no.
All right, so after 16 weeks of the competition, Chris Sanders now has 111 points.
Wow.
D-Mace with 89.5, still hoping for a boost from Middle Tennessee.
Yes.
Which has yet to be scored. And by the way, I don't think they ever made up the game for Chris, the game that got canceled.
No, they did. They played 2 weeks ago, and we won. So
I'm sure that happened, Chris. Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. In your world, Chris.
Nice try.
It was on the Disney Channel.
Kelly is up to 69 points, creeping up on Derek, trying to get towards second place. Plaz with 50.5, Chase 47.5. So week 17 coming up next. Chase will have the first pick, followed by Kelly, Plaz, D-Mace. Chris Sanders has the final college pick and the first pro pick. Stay tuned. This is Silly Underdog Picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket at Superbook Sports. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for week 17 of the Silly Underdog Picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports. So listen up, panel. Here's the rules for our panel. There are, just in the interest of having choices for the panel to pick from, we'll have a college game first, and then, of course, the slate of pro games that start tonight. So, we are going to make tonight's game eligible, also the two games tomorrow eligible, Louisiana and Houston, Wake Forest and Missouri, because they were not picked last week. So, they're going to be on the table. And then all of the games after Christmas through next Thursday when we pick at noon, there's a bunch of games on Thursday, December the 29th. There's three of them, to be exact. Those will be through the 28th, because Thursday we'll have the games on the 29th. So through the 28th are the games you can pick. So you can't pick games on Thursday the 29th. So Wednesday.
We can't pick. Wednesday is the cutoff day.
Wednesday is the cutoff day.
Yeah, Wednesday
well
is the cutoff day.
But we wanted to give as many choices as possible.
Yeah.
So
way
can't
to go,
you,
Willie. How about fogging everybody's brain up? Way to go. That's awesome.
I just thought I said that very succinctly and clearly.
Hey, Willie, I got you. I understood you, Willie. I understood you.
You can't pick games next Thursday, okay?
Is this that was the easiest way to do it. Not until next Thursday. You can't pick those games. Anything else is good.
Yes.
You can pick all the way up until next Wednesday. That's it.
All right. Yes, George, I was definitely on the plane last night from Chicago, getting all the standings together, mapping this out, consulting my committee, my understudies, the other commissioners from the other leagues around the country that do this. It was a very tedious process.
Let's be honest, Willie. You don't have a committee. There are no other people.
That's right. It was just me.
Me, myself, and I.
All right. With that, let's get it started. Chase McCabe has the first week 17 pick.
All right. At this point, I don't care anymore, as I know Kelly doesn't either. George doesn't either. But, I'm gonna go.
But you're a pro.
I'm a pro. I'm gonna go down the field. I don't know who's in, who's out. I haven't kept up with any of that. But give me North Carolina plus 14.5 against Oregon.
Whoa.
apparently I took Derek.
No.
UNC 14.5 against Oregon, and this would be at Petco Park in the Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl.
Ah, yes.
San Diego.
Didn't they used to play that one on Christmas Eve at the old San Diego Stadium?
Old Jack Murphy.
San Diego.
San Diegans.
San Diego.
Well, it means?
Well, it means?
Something about a
well.
And will Ron Burgundy be on the sideline for that game? We don't
Ron
know.
Burgundy.
So, Chase,
hey,
we'll take the Tar Heels.
Yourself, San Diego.
Okay, let's keep it right there, Suit. All right, now moving on, we have Kelly Holcomb with the second pick.
I done been fixing me some Christmas vittles.
Oh my
god. This shows you how uninterested I am at this point. Didn't even realize it was Thursday and was hoping that I wouldn't get a call. And Chris and Derek, we all know that at this time of year we all feel like the Texans because we have no shot of winning, and Lovie Smith's gotta pull the rabbit out of the hat just to get us to play every week.
Yeah, we call that Cancun on three, Kelly. That's what we call that.
Hey, there's how many weeks are left in the season? Is there still four games left?
Three now.
There's three games left. My car is already packed for the end of the year meeting.
Golf clubs are in the trunk. You're ready.
Oh, let's absolutely. Do it.
Let's do it. Okay, so I'm going to, since Derek took my Middle Tennessee pick, which – I don't understand that one, but he should be docked like 10 points for that in a game that he shouldn't have. Chris not knowing who – that's like Sanders not knowing who the underdog is. Ridiculous.
Hey, I didn't know how to pick him, baby.
Okay, I'm going to take UCF. I'll say they beat the Duke Blue Devils.
The Central Florida Golden Knights. A three-point dog against Duke, who had a really solid year at 8-4. So UCF in Gus We Trust, right? Gus Malzahn at the helm.
Can tell who don't have a shot at winning a game. You know, Kelly picks a team that's only a three-point dog.
Yeah, I mean.
He has no shot.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get wins.
It's been an effective strategy over the last few weeks. He's crept up a little bit closer. So UCF is playing in the in Annapolis, Maryland, the Military Bowl presented by Peraton.
Damn, it's going to be cold. At the Military Bowl. It's going to be cold there.
I would think so, yeah.
Goodness.
All right,
it's
that brings
cold
us
here.
To,
yes.
It is going to be cold here. Let's go to Plaz with the third pick.
The last time I cared about this, I heard the Titans were going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
So 1999, or you're talking about earlier this year?
Well, I'm talking about earlier.
Oh, okay.
Well, at least two of my picks will be there.
Now have evidence.
Let's be honest. It's a race between you and Chase for last place here. So that's that's the
it's here. That's a really good race.
A race to the bottom.
Nobody's ready to suggest a winner.
There's a few people that might find pleasure in that, but that's okay.
I'm going to go with Texas Technological University in something called the Tax Act Texas Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is that?
The Tax Act. The Tax Act of what year? 1876? Or what? When was the Tax Act?
It's like the Emancipation Proclamation.
Oh, boy.
Texas Tech is a 3.5-point dog. Verify that, Superbook. Okay, 3.5-point dogs against Ole Miss in the Tax Act Texas Bowl in Houston.
The Tax Act, do they get taxed for going?
That's a very fair question. Fans would want to know that, right, before they bought a ticket.
Yeah, I guess they would.
To go down to Houston. All right.
I'll tell you this. Here's what I know about that game. Marcel Reed will not be in attendance.
That's true.
He will not.
Yeah, Chris. What's up
today, Chris?
Yeah, Chris. You ain't slick. You knew this.
You see what happened? What happened was.
I
don't know.
All right. That brings us to D-Mace in second place. Still looking for the miracle. Trying to catch Chris Sands.
The lip curl is what gets me every time.
Yeah, yeah. I love that song.
That's worth tuning in on the podcast.
Oh boy. All right. I thought about two games here. Because I like Cheez-Its, I thought about going to the Cheez-It Bowl. But I've recently found out they're bad for you. So I'm going to the Pinstripe Bowl, which is played in Yankee Stadium. I'm going with the Syracuse Orangemen to win that game.
No, but you cannot pick that game.
Thursday.
You're right. You can pick that game next. Once again, you're trying to circumvent the rules.
You're right. My bad, fellas. Don't get on me. My bad. All right. If that is indeed the case, then I am going. No one picked the Birmingham Bowl, right?
No one picked it.
No one picked it. All right. Well, give me Coastal Carolina. They are a 7.5-point dog.
I got 7.
7?
Yep.
Okay.
This would be the Ticket Smarter Birmingham Bowl. At the Protective Stadium in Birmingham.
Yes. It's Protective.
Is that I assume that's the new place where Trent Dilfer will be coaching his Blazers here?
Yeah. New UAB.
It's a nice new stadium. It looks good. So Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, compared to Legion Field, it's a palace.
That is definitely true. So Coastal is a 7.5. No, you said 7, right? 7 according to Superbook.
Against East
Carolina. That'd be a good game, actually. East Carolina. The Pirates coming in at 7-5. All right, let's go to Chris Sanders. He's got the two picks.
All right.
He is the leader. He's bad.
Let me see. There's a couple of games I like. But I think this is a definite win. I'm going with Utah State over Memphis. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I don't hate that.
Utah State. That. Is a 7.5-point dog.
No, it's eight and a half.
Okay, let's see what we got, Chase. The official?
7.5.
7.5 for the Aggies against Memphis, a pair of 6-6 teams at Gerald J. Ford Stadium in Dallas for the Serve Pro First Responder Bowl.
Yes, sir.
What stadium is that?
The rich tradition of the First Responder Bowl.
I think it's the Central State.
Gerald J. Ford State. Is that SMU State?
What is that?
I don't know. I just, Utah State got good colors.
So I guess you just go down to Dallas.
They got good colors.
And just find the game. Just ask around.
It is SMU. And it's
SMU State. Okay.
Yeah. For the record, Ford pardoned Nixon.
There you go.
He did. Yes. So, Chris, now we flip it and go to the NFL for this week. The action begins tonight.
Oh, man. I am going to go with the Colts over the Chargers. Give me plus nine.
Do you realize the Colts are a dumpster fire, right? And they just gave up a 33-point lead, right? You realize that.
They just made history.
I believe.
That's what they're saying down in.
Hey, look.
If they win out, there is a scenario where they can still win the division.
Oh, hell, Willie, no.
That's exactly why I picked it.
They're 4.5 points.
Hey, Willie,
Willie, appreciate you, man. You always got my back.
Hey, Chris saw Jeff Saturday get hired as a head coach, and he's thinking maybe they'll bring me on as a receiver.
It's a dumpster fire down there, Chris. So there you go.
Hey, just give me my 7.5.
It's 4.5.
4.5. The Colts are 4.5 point dog. And they're hosting the Chargers, who have built a little momentum here.
They're going to beat them, guaranteed.
I would just like to point something out.
Should we really question Chris? He's winning the competition.
No, we shouldn't. But, you know, George, back me up on this. When the commissioner's not here and I'm running things, this moves much more efficiently. We're on time. We're late to break. I mean, we're dragging stuff along.
Listen to the fun police over here. We're trying to have a good time. All right. D-Mace is up.
I'm taking the Commanders. Boom. They're a 7.5-point dog. I mean, a 7-point dog to the 49ers. I thought about the Chiefs game to the Seahawks, but I said, nope, that's not going to happen.
So you think the Niners could go down. The Niners are red hot right now. Taking the Commanders, who are still very much in the race despite the loss last week. They could still pull it out with some help. All right, Plaz, up.
Philly, baby.
He takes the Eagles, so he is going with the stash, Gardner Minshew, who has officially been named the starter.
Yep.
5.5?
5.5.
Eagles are a 5.5-point dog at 13-1 in Dallas against the Cowboys. All right, moving on, it's Kelly.
The Giants have got to keep up in the NFC East, so I'll take the Giants over the Vikings.
That's an interesting. The Vikings living dangerously.
Giants plus 4.
Giants, a 4-point dog up in Minnesota where there was some great theater last week. That is for sure. As the Vikings were down at one point 36-7. And, of course, it was 33-0 at one point. All right. Chase McCabe up next for the final pick. Moving fast. Let's go. Chop, chop.
Christmas Day, give me the Green Bay Packers plus 4 against the Dolphins.
The Packers on Christmas Day are indeed down in Miami. And you said it's a 4-point official?
Yes, sir.
Packers, Dolphins. All right. That will round out our picks. A quick review. Quick review, Suit. We got this.
Quick review.
Silly Underdog Picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Remember, get your picks online at thegamenashville.com. Chase McCabe takes North Carolina, a 14.5-point dog against Oregon in San Diego. Kelly Holcomb takes UCF, a 3-point dog against Duke over in Annapolis. Plaz goes down to the Tax Act and takes Texas Tech, 3.5-point dog against Ole Miss. D-Mace takes Coastal Carolina, a 7-point dog against East Carolina down in Birmingham. Chris Sanders, the leader in the competition, trying to hold off D-Mace, takes Utah State, a 7-point dog against Memphis down in Dallas. Chris Sanders also takes the Colts in the pro picks. 4.5-point dogs at home against the Chargers. D-Mace comes back with the Commanders. A 7-point dog against the 49ers. Plaz goes with the Philadelphia Eagles without Jalen Hurts. They're a 5.5-point dog against the Cowboys. Kelly Holcomb goes with the G-Men. 4-point dogs up in Minnesota against the Vikings. Giants coming off the big win against Washington. And finally, Chase takes the Packers going down south. There'll be cheeseheads everywhere, taking a vacation, spending Christmas in South Florida as the Pack takes on the Dolphins. Make your picks online at thegamenashville.com. Those are our picks for Week 17. Gentlemen, Merry Christmas and good luck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, fellas. Hey, fellas. I wish y'all all bad luck in this contest, okay? But I wish you a merry, merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have some
Santa's
eggnog.
Good to you.
Have some eggnog.
Derek, Merry Christmas to you. You are such a sportsman.
Thank you.
Guys, take
merry
care.
Love you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. That is George Plaster, Chris Sanders, Kelly Holcomb joining us for a spirited competition. We'll come back with more. I'm going to step out. The Suit has done a lot today, and he's been up since 4.
You've done yeoman's work. Yeoman's work.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys.
You've left it out on the field. That's all you can do. You've emptied the barrels.
I'm off next week. Thank you very much. However, according to my sources, which are me, you're probably going to see me maybe the day of a certain football game in our city.
Ah, okay.
Cowboys come into town.
How about those Cowboys?
Oh, yeah.
How about them Cowboys?
That's right. But speaking of, can you beat Vegas this football season? Superbook Sports gives you the chance every week to go head-to-head with the best odds makers in Las Vegas. There's no fancy computer algorithms, no guys across the pond setting the lines for American sports. It's just the best team of odds makers in the biz, and they're right there behind the counter at the Superbook in Vegas. Plus, they feature some of the best odds boosts and promo bets anywhere. So download the Superbook Sports app or visit superbook.com to start your battle against Vegas right now. The two-tone, now a three-point favorite over Houston, opened as a touchdown favorite, now a field goal favorite over Houston on Christmas Eve, Saturday at Nissan Stadium. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
I like it. En Vogue, correct?
No, that's Whitney. Come on, man. Did you just say Whitney? I mean, did you just say
En Vogue?
Yeah, I understand. It does have a.
It's got a little.
It has that
vibe
sound
to it.
Yeah, but that's Whitney. Come on, man.
That's a big mistake. Big.
You should
huge.
Know. And it's nothing against Nick, but Nick
I
doesn't know about En Vogue.
I know.
Come on, man.
Man, I was thrown off.
Is it worse than me saying it's grocery store music?
Yeah,
Gary?
Pretty much so. Absolutely.
You know what?
Absolutely.
I'm thinking of Free Your Mind. You know, that's like Free Your Mind. It sounds
free
a little bit
mind.
Like that.
The rest will follow.
That's right. Right. That's what
be
I was thinking.
Colorblind.
Okay. So I was in the ballpark, but not. I got to get on the field. I was in the ballpark, but I got to get on the field. I can't do that to Whitney.
You weren't even in the ballpark. You were outside the ballpark. But you want to come in?
That is one of my favorite exchanges in Pulp Fiction.
Uh-huh.
That's not in the same ballpark.
Exactly.
Remember, a foot massage as opposed to.
Nah, that's not
we'll
in the same
it.
Ballpark.
We'll hold it. We'll hold it right there. We're going to hold it right there.
Oh, my goodness.
But that is a good movie. All right. Now, there's more news we got to get to.
Yes. Here.
Elliot Friedman's coming up at 1 o'clock. We're going to reset everything with the Titans in the next segment, but there is very disturbing news of a Scrooge sighting in my neighborhood.
In your neighborhood,
on the east
Willie.
Side.
On
what?
The
tell
east
us what's happened
side
here.
Of Nashville, people. And what I have recently found out, and there's pictures to verify this, there's proof. Over in Five Points, East Nashville. So if any one of you or any of our listeners are over there or was over there at any point today, they put a boot on a truck, not just any truck, not just a pickup truck, not just a truck, not
right.
just, you know, my truck or your truck. They put a boot on the FedEx truck. How do you put a boot?
Please, no.
How do you put a boot on a FedEx truck? That's like putting a boot on a mail truck. I don't care if the mail truck was parked in the middle of the street. You still don't put a boot on it. How do you put a boot on a FedEx truck, knowing good and well it has presents in there, things it needs to deliver, but yet and still you're being a McScrooge and you throw a boot? Who is the man or woman that put a boot on? I want to talk to them. And who called the people out to put the boot on the mail on a FedEx truck? Who did it?
It's got to be Ebenezer Scrooge. He must be living over there.
Gosh.
Or visiting. But why? Why?
Yeah, why?
Now,
it says the driver was in. This makes it even worse. The driver was in the rear of the truck when it was booted.
How could that? Couldn't they have just said, "Hey, sir, can you move this in a second? I know you're busy. I know it's Christmas time. Could you just move this?" They didn't even give him a chance. They threw the boot on there.
Wow, boy, we know you
what
ain't
happened?
Getting up for Christmas.
Oh,
that's
man.
A person. Whoever put that boot on that FedEx truck, they've been naughty the whole year.
Now, as the song goes, there's two sides to every story. I would love to hear the story, though.
Yeah.
Because at Five Points, it's the main hub in East Nashville. It's a lot of hustle and bustle. There's a lot going on over there, and there's not a lot of extra room. So I'm sure he might have been blocking something. I saw the picture. I couldn't pinpoint exactly where at Five Points that was in the area there.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be a little, you know, it's not a lot of extra real estate there.
Yeah.
But that is harsh. That is serious Scrooge right there.
Man, this is just, and I'm reading some of the comments. It's, I love reading comments when stuff like this happens. You know.
Do we have just a correspondent on the east side that witnessed this? If they did, we might have to talk to this person in the next segment. 615-737-1017. Call or
this
text.
This is the telltale sign of money-hungry city. What else? So when you think you've seen it all in Nashville, Nashville reminds you. He said, Nashville reminds me of New York so much now. I guess so. When you put a boot on a FedEx truck, you just don't care. Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
If I'm FedEx, I'm not delivering in that area no more. You know what? If y'all want y'all packages, come to the FedEx building and get them. Everybody in East Nashville. I'm sorry, Willie. I'm sorry. I know it's not your fault.
Wait a minute. Is anybody sending me anything? Could I have something in that truck?
Exactly. I don't know. The kids could be Mahoney could be waiting for something that came on that FedEx truck, and he probably hadn't even got it yet.
Good grief. This is a man. Crisis. Mike on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says 5 points is the anal retentive capital of the world. Man, I never thought that. I never thought it was that bad. Mike.
Well, they're telling you it's bad.
He's telling me it's bad. All right. When we come back, we'll reset what's going on with the Titans. And then don't forget, Elliot Friedman, the best when it comes to hockey talk. He'll join us at 1 o'clock. He had some things to say about the Predators on his recent podcast, very similar to what he said last week when we had him on our show when the team was in Winnipeg. So the Predators have won a couple since he taped that podcast. We'll get his thoughts on the team and something that David Poile talked to us about on Tuesday, looking ahead. If you're looking to wheel and deal and make trades, how difficult is it based on where things are with the salary cap next year? We'll talk to him about that coming back. And if you have any more information on the crisis going on with the FedEx truck getting the boot on at 5 points in East Nashville, we need details. 615-737-1025. We are back with more of Chase, Willie, and D-Mace next on 102.5 The Game. Us. A little Bobby Brown to bring us back here. Coming up at the top of the hour, it will be Elliot Friedman. No, let's see. I don't know the story, but the FedEx truck was parked in the parking lot next to Beyond the Edge and Drifters. Okay. I know where that is. We've done some shows from Beyond the Edge over time. Mike from Shelbyville, if you want to be able to afford the new Titan Stadium, every FedEx truck in the city must get the boot. It's raising money.
Boot them all.
The stadium fund. 5 points, Chris and Dixon, we might have to have some words. 5 points is where I took my now wife on our first date to try to impress her. We've never been back. Come on, Chris! Was his car towed or something? What happened? You got to love 5 points. Come on.
Hey, man. People are telling you.
It's a good spot. It's a good spot. It's hopping.
Well, the FedEx truck don't think it's hopping.
Nate says, I hope that FedEx guy is listening to the show. Man, he really wants to hear more about this thing. Okay. Well, let's do this. A quick reset. The news comes down yesterday. We'll see if we get any more insight on it in the next couple of days because they have not made a roster move that I have seen. Of course, we just did Underdog, so if it's happened, it's happened in the last minute or two here. But a lot of people asked this question earlier. It was like, why, if you think Ryan Tannehill's out for the season, wouldn't you just put him on IR? I do believe they have not decided the path. Does he need surgery? And if, on the small chance, they advanced a week or two in the playoffs, could he maybe be available at that time? I guess they're still trying to weigh these things before they officially make the move. They have signed Josh Dobbs to go with Malik Willis. Now, one of the questions people have is, could Josh Dobbs be in the plan at all? I would say probably not. I think you're going to see Malik Willis unless he gets injured here. He has beaten the Texans before. I'm curious to see if he looks more advanced, and he's got to deal with the fact that the offensive line is extremely banged up. But he does have Treylon Burks, perhaps, to throw the football to, perhaps.
Yeah, that would be sort of a saving grace for him. It would help if Malik does have to start, and that's the way it's trending right now, to have potentially having Treylon Burks back. Would mean a lot to not just Malik Willis, but I think it would mean a lot to that offense. And more importantly, also Derrick Henry, because I think the more players you can have, playmakers you can have on the in the passing game, the better. We know where the offensive line is at, especially now they're dealing with injuries. Guys are IR, talking about Dylan Raitens and Taylor Lewan. You got Dennis Daly. He hasn't been good all season, and now he's dealing with an injury. Nicholas is dealing with an injury. Nate Davis is on the injury list. Ben Jones is in concussion protocol. So anybody you can get back at this point would be a plus, even if it is, you know, a rookie that's still trying to, you know, feel his way or find his way throughout the NFL. And Treylon Burks, at least he brings another more added playmaker to your offense, which lacks playmakers. So, you know, you have him, potentially Chigakonkwo and Austin Hooper. I would never thought I would be saying Austin Hooper is a playmaker in his offense at this juncture of the season, because he was just a no-show for a long time. But listen, I'm gonna give you props. If you picked your game up and you're out there doing what you're supposed to do, then hey, that's what I'm going to say. So, Malik, if he is the starter, which it seems like he's going to be, he's going to need all hands on deck, because this offensive line is beat up and they're not good, and the Houston Texans are coming in here capable of beating you.
Well, Malik Willis is going to start. We know that, right? Uh-huh. I think the question a lot of people are asking is, you want to lean on Derrick Henry. He's absolutely dominated Houston the last several times he's played, including earlier this year. But can you do it with this offensive line? The guys that are going to end up playing, I mean, Ben Jones in the concussion protocol, mm-hmm. It just wouldn't seem wise to put play him. There's just no way, right? Aaron Brewer has an injury, but you would hope that he could play center, which is what they did before,
mm-hmm.
which opens up, you know, you got Daly and whoever you have
at the
trying to play left guard. So can you run it with those guys? That's a big question in this game.
Well, they're going to have to. They have no other recourse.
They have no choice.
Have no choice. You know, they don't want to, you know, put the pressure on Malik Willis to go out there and win them a game through the air. If they do that, then I don't think them winning, you know, would be the thing that happens at the end of the game. But then again, Malik Willis can surprise us, and he can come out and look more poised. Because, again, this is not a good Houston team from a defensive standpoint, offensive standpoint either, but from a defensive standpoint. So, you know, he can get on a heater and look much better than he has been. I think, you know, are people expecting that? Probably not. But they're going to have to be able to do something, you know, in the passing game, because Houston's going to load up on an offensive line that isn't good already, but now they're beat up. You got guys that may not play. So you're going to have to try to win this ball game, you know, in several different ways, whether it be, you know, running Derrick Henry, or, you know, play action pass and trying to get some big chunks down the field. At this point, you need to try to do whatever it takes to win a ball game, because if you lose this one, you know, I don't think you're winning the division if you lose this one.
Scott from Clarksville texts in and says, any update on Kyle Phillips? I think it's pretty evident he's not going to play again this year.
I haven't heard his name since the last time he was in a game.
Yeah, he has not been designated to come back to practice. They can only bring one more guy by rule off of the IR.
Uh-huh.
And the consensus is they would be saving that spot for David Long. Maybe they're thinking changes here depending on what happens in the next week or two if they continue to not find ways to win and Jacksonville keeps winning. The Jacksonville game tonight is very important as they play the Jets.
So if Jacksonville wins tonight, the Titans lose tomorrow, Saturday, do you even want to bring David Long back and risk anything?
It's a fair question. If there's
because now
they still would be in the mix.
Yeah, you're still in the mix, but I mean, you bring him back.
The division would
hurt.
Be tied with two games to go, and it would ensure almost that you would have a winner in, loser out
winner
for the last
all.
Game, unless the Colts win all three of the games.
Yeah, the Colts. No, that's not going to happen. At least I don't foresee it happening. Let's say that. But I mean, if you can't manage to win this game this weekend at Nissan Stadium. And Jacksonville indeed tonight. Yeah, it's tonight, right? Yeah,
Jacksonville Jets tonight. Yeah,
if Jacksonville wins tonight, they go to New York and win tonight. Then to me, it's like, okay, what guys have the potential of coming back before the Jacksonville game? All right, if DeNico Autry and David Long has the potential of coming back, then I'm not playing them against Dallas. I'm going to hold them out until the Jacksonville game, last game of the season, to make sure we are as healthy as possible going into the last game of the season. Because even if you win that Dallas game, it's still going to come down to that last game. If you lose this weekend, it's still going to come down to the last game.
There's a lot of different scenarios, but you could have a situation where both teams are 7-9. And playing for a division title on that last game.
Wow. Man, oh, man.
And if that's the case, I see what you're saying. Like, if Jacksonville gives you a little more slack in the rope, if they come up short tonight and you can rest some guys with the idea you'd get them back, then you have to at least think about what's the best way. What's the best pathway?
Because either way, I think that unless this game will mean a lot for the Titans. If they win it and Jacksonville wins, they still have a little leeway. They're still a little, we can rest our guys until the Jacksonville game.
Yeah, because either way, you're going to have to win that game.
Exactly. If you don't
manage. Unless Jacksonville loses the next two.
Yeah, if Jacksonville loses the next two now.
And they play the Texans next week.
Yep. So
who they lost to earlier in the season.
Yeah, which they're probably kicking themselves in the rear end. Like, why did we lose? How could we lose to the Houston Texans? But If Jacksonville loses, you win, then you could possibly say, listen, let's rest our guys versus Dallas, make sure, you know, come back. Because that Jacksonville game, no matter what, if Jacksonville was able to win one game prior to that game is the game that's going to be winner take all.
Yeah, this Jags-Jets game tonight is important for sure. Okay, when we come back, Elliot Friedman will join us to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, and we will take your calls and texts, Predators and Titans. We had a good time with that in the first hour. We'll do that again in the 1 o'clock hour. Elliot Friedman joining us here in just a moment. Stay tuned. Final hour of the show coming up on Chase Willie and D-Mace, 102.5 The Game.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.